Dictation for Nancy Barrows, B-A-R-R-O-W-S. February 2344 addresses a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Nancy with ANCA positive vasculitis. Status post treatment comes accompanied with husband Mark, M-A-R-K. As you know, patient developed a spontaneous fracture on the right leg. Underwent surgery on July 23, Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E. Was on rehabilitation from July 26 to August 5th. Is using a cane, progressive increased physical activity, no anti-inflammatory agents, denies nausea, vomiting, weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea or bleeding, good urinary output, no cloudiness of blood, minor edema on the right leg, the site of surgery and fracture. Incontinent of urine, no chest pain, palpitation or increase of dyspnea, review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. Presently off blood pressure medications. She used to take Norvasc. Today blood pressure high, 160 over 88. This is on the left side, the large calf. According to husband, blood pressure also running high at home. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, arrhythmia, pericardial rap or gallop, prior bariatric surgery. 1+ edema right foot, otherwise negative on the left. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from August. Creatinine down to 1.85. Normal sodium potassium acid base. Low albumin, corrected calcium normal, liver function test NAP elevated. Anemia 10.7, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ANCA positive glomerulonephritis with crescents, C-R-E-S-C-N-T, acute on chronic renal failure. Patient required immunosuppressants with Rituxan and 3 months of steroids. Rituxan was done late April, early May. She completed prophylaxis with Bactrim for pneumonia and discontinued. She's still on medications to avoid gastrointestinal bleeding given her prior history of bariatric surgery ruined wide. Blood pressure is poorly controlled, needs to restart Norvasc 5 milligrams, continuous salt restriction, anemia exacerbated by recent fracture surgery. We will do EPO treatment and iron as needed to keep hemoglobin above 10. Continue to monitor chemistries in a regular basis. There is no indication for dialysis. They understand vasculitis might require maintenance treatment with Rituxan every 6 to 9 months. The effect of Rituxan is prolonged, 6 to 9 months with low lymphocytes. She will keep track of blood pressure. We'll see her back on the next few months. End of dictation.